The former mayor of Anchorage, Democrat Mark Begich, defeated Ted Stevens for his seat in the United States Senate in 2008. He served a six-year term, ultimately defeated by Dan Sullivan in 2014. After that, he opened consulting firm Northern Compass Group in Anchorage. He's been running that company for the past 3 years, and they're about to close on their biggest deal.
Municipal Light and Power and Chugach Electric are merging. We were the people behind that for the last 2.5 years. It's been tried 40 years. They've tried it 4 different times. We came in and said, here's how we'll do it. It's like 3D chess, basically.
But that doesn't mean he can't do a little pro bono consulting. When he visited Sitka last Friday, he met with a group of trollers who want a federal review of the Pacific Salmon Treaty.
Clearly a hot issue. I gave him some advice. It was kind of interesting because I was there talking about my campaign, but by the time I was done, I was giving them some suggestions on how they could weave through this process. As I told them, it's free advice, so it's worth as much as I'm giving you.
Now, Begich wants to get back in the game, so he's running for governor. He's concerned about the state's economy and worried the current administration is seeking short-term solutions without thinking about long-term effects.
I just believed that there was not a candidate talking about the future of Alaska in a long term. A lot of stuff about next session, next year, but the next 10 and 20. You know, when you look at the data points that I see, where we're now number one in crime in the country, we're number 46 when it comes to education, we're lost 3,000 people last year, we're highest unemployment in the nation. These are not good statistics for us, and it's like the state is kind of crumbling around the sides. And
Begich will face off against Governor Bill Walker and whoever wins the Republican primary next Tuesday. Walker, a former Republican, ran as an independent in 2014 and announced in May that he and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, a Democrat, would run together as independents again this fall. I asked him if he's worried that he and Walker would split the Democratic vote.
But I knew if I got in this race, I'd have to win a two-way or a three-way. Every poll except one that I've seen usually puts me in first or second, but it puts the governor usually in third.
And as for the Republican candidate, Begich predicts it will be State Senator Mike Dunleavy, who he thinks is too extreme to garner the majority of the vote.
You know, his plan on the permanent fund will bankrupt the state, add $2 billion hole in the budget. On the other thing, you know, he's a voucher person. He doesn't believe in public education. He wants people to go on vouchers. And if you think about a community like this or a rural community, there's no way you can use a voucher to get to public education. I think he has some ideas that are on the extreme side when it comes to climate change and some other areas. And so when I look at this, I think it's going to be a hard time for him to achieve above 35% of the vote. And because of that, I think there's a clear pathway to win.
As for the PFD, Begich says Dunleavy's plan is unsustainable. What's his plan? Make an amendment to move the money from the permanent fund's earning reserve, that's the money the legislature can vote to use, back into the principal, which can't be tapped into without a vote by the people. Then, Begich says, use a percent of market value formula on the fund, allotting 50% for Alaskans' dividends. He says it would be around $1,600 to $1,800 a year. Then he'd put the remainder of the funds toward K-12 education.
And it constitutionalizes it, gets it off the table. No one else can meddle with it, as they do every year at the last 4 days of the session. They're bargaining away education. You know, this whole thing about pink slips, none this year, maybe you'll get them next year. You'll end that equation once and for all.
Begich says his previous work in the city of Anchorage and on the national level shows he can get the job done. He even saved his receipts, literally, on paper.
When I got into office, we kept a chart of all the things that I said I would do. And when I finished a little earlier than I thought I would, 6 years, but we had about 80% of that done.
And splitting the vote or not, Begich says it's important voters have a choice.
I wanted to give people a choice. I wanted to give people something to be excited about and think about their future, and that they know that it's not just about the budget every day, but it's about where we're going to be 10 years out from now. So it's not just this generation, but the next generation.
The state gubernatorial election is Tuesday, November 6th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.